Cliff Folk School out of Viroqua. First reader Jack, second reader Mario. But to begin, let's take a peek at that work sample, please, Ms. Chan.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we have some slides here, or digital images as the case may be. All right,
then I'm going to ask the first reader, Jess, if you would please give us a minute or two of first comments, and then Ms. Muriel.
So the Griffith Folk School is in Viroqua, Wisconsin. The project summary is put on three events. We just showcase the art of the Griffith area and with participation from attendees at these three different events. Located in Viroqua, and actually two of them are outside of Viroqua in LaFarge, Wisconsin. They're requesting $3,000. I felt that this project it does a good job of trying to bring in various forms of art, exposure to the people of the Griffin area and the people that will be attending these events. A good timetable. They know exactly where and when they're doing these things. An admission free event. The number of people that are going to be available and able to come to the events. Their accompanying material shows a high level of skill for the artists that are involved. I did feel that the project where they are going to be having in these three different locations, one is easily accessible, the other two being at the same place, kind of it seems from their application that they're more difficult for handicapped and disabled access. There's some facility issues with the secondary location in the barge. I kind of felt that it was unclear how the process of the art creation and what artists were involved in the project. They do state that one of them is culinary arts, but there isn't a lot of in-depth into how that will be taking place. And I guess there's a relatively small sample of artwork and artists that were shown in the supporting materials. I would have liked to see a bit more.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments, Jess. Mario?
I very much agree with Jess. I was looking for more. I appreciated the folk art samples they gave. Those were great and gave me a sense of what their standards are for the folk arts. But even if they haven't selected the culinary or fine artists yet, at least letting us know who was going to choose them and how it was going to be marketed and kind of a sense of what their standards in those areas might be as well. I loved one of the themes was 1,000 artists, one tree. I thought that was a very cool idea. So I felt good about the creativity of this. The Driftless School really seems to fit within kind of that organic brand of the whole region. It feels like a really good fit. The organization doesn't have any debt. They're hiring outreach staff this year, so it feels like they're on the move. And the school grew out of kind of the co-op surveys of the local needs. And I liked it that the co-op members get discounts to the school and that they do mutual promotions, so they seem to be getting increasingly kind of embedded into the area. I guess this is going to be a theme that you're going to hear a lot from me these days. The evaluation piece I thought was kind of weak, even though it's great that they're going to have two volunteers handing out surveys at each of the events. What is it that they're actually trying to find out? And I didn't get a sense of that.
And I will just jump in and say that this is one of two applications that I called your attention to early on when I saw that the budget had issues. Mm-hmm. And so this one, excuse me, given their match situation, can only request $3,000. To make because they only have $9,000 in expenses, so the grant amount requested we moved to $3,000 just because that's the eligible amount So I want to put that out there.
One match.
And the budget has to balance, right? Exactly. So this may be one that you were saying did not work out earlier.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Are there any other comments by any of the other panelists? We still have time.
So I'm not completely familiar with your folk arts category, but I didn't understand why this project wasn't put in there.
Caitlin, would you like to talk about why this fit better in local arts than folk arts? And if you don't, I can jump in first.
I haven't read this whole application.
Oh, right.
I'm trying to think back to last year why it wasn't.
So then I apologize because I put you on the spot and mean to. So this is really the local arts category is about developing at the local level. And involving the community in the development of that work. And the folk arts category, the purpose, can you just talk about that for a minute?
Sure. It's either about, showcasing or working with a particular traditional artist, really presenting traditional art forms. I think that the folk arts school, there are definitely some artists that they work with that would fit well in that category. Others, I think
may have learned it through workshops as opposed to through master artists passed down within the cultural community that we're talking about.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's one where we had talked with the applicant originally about that, the pros and cons of each category.
Well, especially, I guess, then, based on that, just given the fact that they're also doing the fine and the culinary arts and that they're not in the folk arts panel, makes me wish that they had given us some information about those other two.
Yeah. I agree. I actually wrote that down about the mentioning the culinary arts, but not really explaining. Yeah.
So I just wanted to add that, I think the displays themselves are aesthetic opportunities, whatever the art form that is, to look at, art installation as another form of the art expression. And then just curious about how they could expand current cultural definitions, especially in the rural region around craft tradition by doing this, to also address, for example, some of the political concerns they described around the area, just having to draw more correlations.
Could you talk just a minute a little bit more about your first comment and maybe give them a specific piece of constructive criticism on how they might make that happen and tap into that opportunity to display.
This is Karen Ann in my timekeeper role. I'm just going to tell you guys we got about a couple of minutes left, so thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't in the work samples at all, so I'm just saying this projectively to just remember that when you are actually working with displays for market purposes, that's still an art installation if you want it to be.
So taking a look at the work samples that you saw, seeing an opportunity for it to be even more amazing if they looked at the display as an installation? Or
it could just correlate with whatever the aesthetics are in the objects or the things they're actually trying to sell. You can also deal with that at a spatial level. Yeah.
Thank you. Great.
Just an aside, it's not about this application per se, except contextually, Vernon County in 1920-something was the first county in Wisconsin to actually add arts into their county fair. So this, I love it because it's kind of continuing that Vernon County arts and agriculture tradition.
So cool. And
as timekeeper, I'm going to pull us back in, you guys, to put in a little time on our score sheet.
Thank you, Chair, panel chair. And as you score, I'm just going to go a little bit deeper into Sarah's budget question, which you had asked about in-kind and cash. And certainly their income, the portion of their application, is fine. It's just that they don't have $3,000 in expenses listed out to make it a $12,000 budget. So that's why we have to cut it back to $3,000 because we didn't catch that, they didn't catch that, and it was submitted like this, and so we work with what we have.
Karen, does the fact that should we reflect that in our scoring, or is that just sort of an FYI?
If you were to reflect it in your scoring, it would go under organizational and financial management.
Right.
And we've certainly had panels.
I guess I'm trying to understand with one-to-one, if it's there's a $9,000 that is accurate expenses to you.
Yep.
$9,000 is accurate. They can't do $4,500. They have to, it was the six or three.
So what they've listed is the nine. I'm sorry, maybe I'm not understanding your question. They've listed 9,000 in expenses.
Yeah. So yeah. They have to have a match. It has to be a match to you, right?
They have 12,000 in match. But they only have 9,000
expenses. So I'm just trying to say when you got to the 3,000, wouldn't it be 4,500 be half of the 9,000 that they would be eligible for?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we will work with. Luckily, you don't have to worry about. Thank you.
The
budget piece, but we will work that into the formula if that becomes an issue, for sure. Thank you. So right now we'll have the budget request at 4,500.